to the next 8-4 Play podcast, your only first best hope for talk about Japan and games and Japanese games. I am your host, Mark Gaming Jesus McDonald. I have a slight cold. So
all of us are.
It's much better than TGS.
Some degree of
is much better than TGS, but please forgive the if I'm a little bit nasally, as they say. But the regular eight foursome,
fivesome.
Well, no, you guys are going to pick up the slack, so you are the eight foursome.
Okay, yeah.
Introducing, starting to my right, that's stage left, Dermot. Wait, I only wrote Tetris Effect Krieg and down for
Wait, what?
So
what's
your nickname is Tetris Effect. Oh, wait, that's because you've been playing Tetris Effect this week. Oh,
wow,
yeah. How about that?
That's an inspired nickname.
We're going to talk about that for a while. Across from him.
Oh, God.
That is Roy Bedbug Blakely.
Okay. Yep.
I was going to last minute change that to Piss Boy because there's a few other boys in here.
Yeah.
And, but I thought that might be disrespectful.
I sound like a very filthy individual right now, like pissing bugs all over the
place.
You
had a lot going on these past couple weeks. Nice for you to be here.
Thank you.
You've been on vacation a lot since things wound down.
Yep.
Yeah, stop doing that, man. My turn.
Well, I keep telling you to figure something out, man.
Where was your latest little sojourn to?
It's
adventure?
A small onsen town called Yugawara, which is like near Atami, which is like kind of like a beach town.
Yep. How'd you find it?
I love Airbnb, and all I did was like plug in some dates, and they have this thing now where you can kind of just drag around the map, and like icons will pop up of where places are available for those dates.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, well,
they've
this one's
had that for a long time.
Maybe I just never searched that way. I think I was always like, I want to stay in Kyoto, and then I would search that way. So I was like, oh, this one's tucked into between some mountains and on a river. That sounds nice. So that was pretty much
so you actually
process.
Found an Airbnb in Japan, which is not is a, like kind of become a, it's a bit of a rare thing.
I had to jump through a few additional hoops in order to lock it in. Like I had to give
your
them
passport number
passport
and
stuff
shit.
Which was weird. I know.
So Airbnbs in Japan, just a quick backup, they were it was thriving here, super popular. Everywhere, everyone who was coming to town, all of our friends and we work people even and stuff like that, were staying in them constantly. It was legally dubious. I think eventually you were supposed to have to stay like over a week, or it was technically not legal. So, but people would do it anyway and tell you just, hey, if anybody asks, just tell them you're a friend of mine visiting.
Yep.
Which everybody knows is bullshit, but like in classic Japanese style, like you could still get away with it because there was no way to like technically prove that you were breaking the rules. And they did revise the law. Ostensibly or officially to encourage Airbnb usage, they like codified it. They made it official, part of the bureaucracy, and you have to get like a license to become an Airbnb. But effectively, that destroyed like 90% or maybe even more of Airbnbs because it was so cost prohibitive. And also just jumping through the bureaucratic hoops was such a pain in the ass. Most people were like, it's literally never going to be worth it, so I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that you found a place.
Yeah, well, the person who owned that Airbnb is also like a realtor, and it turns out I think that like the people who are actually succeeding are the ones that just form companies that exist only as like Airbnb companies.
Right.
So like they just have a whole bunch of property in a certain area.
And so it's worth it for them, I guess, to go through all the hoops because they're doing like 30 Airbnbs at a time or something. So how was it?
It was good for the most part. Like like I said, on a river.
Kind of trying
nice
to lead
area.
You into the nickname here.
Right. So
no.
it was great. It was an old Japanese house, which normally
it's
I stay away from.
It's worse than you think. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Normally I stay away from them because I'm like, just got a little bit too much charm. A little too much quaint charm. I want something a little
charm,
more modern. You know,
in quotes.
So like the first night, set up our futons, which was nice. Like some nice clean futons, nice clean sheets. Put them on the tatami, and I'm like, this is great. And then right around 9 a.m., there's like this crashing sound, and I'm like groggily, like looking around. I'm like, what the hell happened? And there was this like plastic light fixture above the futons that like fell on my girlfriend and like shattered. And,
what?
And like all these like
it's still not the worst part.
Yeah, not the worst part. So as you may like, you know, a lot of light fixtures, if you look at them, you'll see all these little black dots.
Yeah, so it's very common in Japan, especially in these older places, right? And even in modern apartments, they have a, like a big central usually like circular, or sometimes it's like surrounded by like a wood box, like central light.
Yep.
And then,
with a bunch of black dots in it, which are usually dead bugs, and sure enough, they were all dead bugs. So, like, both of our nice, clean futons just, like, scattered with dead bugs and, like, nails and screws and shit. It was,
And broken glass, right?
Well, it was like, plastic. Okay. So that was less serious, but again, like, some of these nail things were, like, pretty sharp.
It was what made that happen?
I have no idea.
Probably one too many bugs.
Yeah, maybe. Just
the
like
ghost, the ghost of the fucking finally gave town.
Yeah.
What did the owners say when you told? Did you tell them? Or like,
I told them
to hide it. It's like tape.
I mean, dude, goes in the Airbnb. Airbnb reviews were created for this fucking story. Like, oh, it was great, great, great ocean view. Very nice view of the river.
And then in all caps, but
yes, a fucking light bulb of bugs fell on my girlfriend. Yeah, on her too. Like, not even.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that would be you. No one would ever stay there again. Basically, with that. So,
did that wake her up? Is that how she woke up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was
pretty, terrified.
She was pretty spooked because it was like more on her than it was on me.
It was a direct hit,
I got a lot less of the bug splashback.
That's like PTSD, just being awoken by something falling on you.
Yeah,
for much real. Less than being like, I'm covered in bugs and like sharp screws.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least they were dead.
So then I contacted the guy and they helped me. Like, they were like, oh, basically just leave everything where it is. There was another room and they were like,
that happens all the time.
So they helped me get it sorted, and honestly, I didn't leave it in the review. Did I do the wrong thing?
No, you did do a review, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, I always do the review.
I mean, that's probably not going to happen again. I think it's more important what the person's attitude is.
You should have had them give you a discount or something in exchange for the review not mentioning it.
Yeah. That's kind of shitty, but probably true.
No, man,
The funny thing would be...
Bribe them or whatever. Like, yeah. But I mean, you know, you should ask for a break or something.
But you don't know now how many other people... have a similar story and didn't post that now.
I was thinking about it, like, when I told him about it, he wasn't like, wait, what happened? He didn't try to clarify, he was just like I'm so sorry, there's this other room, go there and you can get all your shit, and I was like,
wow.
Very, very quickly,
was this super,
understood.
Super old, like, falling apart?
No, I mean, like, it felt like somebody took care of it.
Okay.
But like, old, like, you know, everything's wood, everything's tatami.
Right.
The toilets, like, were definitely, like, they had a washlet over them.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the guts were old,
It
like screamed when I flushed, like it, like a noise just bellowed out of it. I don't know what it was.
How was the onsen town otherwise?
Oh, it was great. Like there was enough going on that it was good for like a long weekend. Some of these areas you go to, you know, they're just like nothing. But old people and like abandoned buildings, abandoned hotels and stuff. Just
kind of like that, to be honest. I like that, like crumbling, like bubble era.
I like it.
Resorts that are abandoned and like literally falling apart.
There was definitely that, but like my whole motivation for most things in life is food. So if I go on vacation, I got to eat something good.
Yeah.
So like I can't go to a completely dead area.
Right. Your odds of having like a number of good restaurants or whatever are pretty low.
Yeah.
So good time otherwise.
People don't realize that though, right? About Japan is like, you know, Tokyo. You're in Tokyo and you're like, oh, this is the most modern populated city, blah blah blah. But you just get a little bit away and it's like Silent Hill. It's
it's
dead.
Right.
Everybody's moving to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, or dying. Like, I mean, it's like the population is like so. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I do that, and I'm like, why? Why is this is like it's a thing people know about, and they'll maybe talk about it on like TV or something, and they'll just kind of like. Gloss over it. They won't be like, and we're working on it. They'll just be like,
I know. Different places are trying different things, but it's a really tough problem because it's definitely like a snowball effect. I mean, up north where my wife is from, you know, once you don't have enough kids in the school, then the schools close down and they have to consolidate them.
Right.
And then it's like more pain in the ass to go to school and all that, send your kid to school. And it's just one less reason to live out in the country, and once the kids are gone, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Then you know the town has no future. On the other hand, if you imagine growing up in one of those towns in Japan, I think you could definitely sympathize with kids like becoming a teenager, like a 20-something, and being like, I want to fucking go to Tokyo, my 20s, 30s at least, right?
I'm
it's like,
live.
It's so plus, fucking dead.
Yeah, plus, I mean, you have to realize that, like, if you're thinking long-term, like, you need to get a job at some point. There's no places to work in areas like this.
Schools, jobs,
other
everything.
Huge thing, too, exactly, right? So, and I say Tokyo, but
life
I mean, Tokyo,
partners.
Osaka, Kyoto, the metropolis is, it's a big problem, but they need to do something about it. Graham?
I'm working on it.
Speaking of big problems.
Graham, that's
them.
Right. Speaking of big problems, Graham Towelboy Howard.
Towelboy.
Towelboy. Something to do with the gym. I think you become like a towel boy at the gym. Is that?
Maybe I'm
misinterpreting the story.
No, Gold's Gym. They did this thing starting in October where when you come in, they did like a stamp rally.
Yeah.
So every day you come in, they'll give you a stamp. Once you get 30 stamps, you get some prizes.
And you can be the towel boy for a month if you.
No, one of the prizes is a towel.
Oh, okay.
And so you do it for 30 days from October 1st to the end of November. Today was my 30th day.
Okay,
so I'm entitled to my prizes now.
Months.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, is it like a nice towel or?
I haven't gotten it yet. Do you want it now? I was like, I'm good right now.
Okay. Are we talking bath towel, beach towel, hand towel?
I think it's just one of the Gold brand towels that they have that you can like rent at the gym if you didn't bring your own.
Kind of shitty.
I'm sure it's shitty. Yeah. Okay. I also get 2 free protein shakes.
Okay.
To redeem at my leisure.
All right.
So, yeah. Nice. Quite a big day for me.
That's the accomplishment more than anything else.
But no, I was talking about with Dermot, too. It was like, it's great because I was going to go to the gym every day anyway. Now I just get some free stuff. So that's all right.
Why don't they do that more often? That's pretty cool.
I think they just realize that they're going to lose on it. Because everybody that goes to a super expensive gym like that is doing that to go to the gym.
Doing it a bunch.
So you don't need to like motivate them with a stamp rally card.
Yeah. How are the protein shakes there? Out of curiosity.
I love them. They have like a.
Do they mix in banana and shit?
You can if you want that. You can ask them to do that.
Peanut butter?
I don't think they do peanut butter.
That would be crazy.
That's too bad.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
They're different supplements. Like if you want to get creatine in there, glutamine. Like you can ask them to put whatever you want in there. But I just do like the protein of the week.
Wow.
So it's different protein powder, different juice. They give you 60 grams of protein powder.
I'm not into protein and juice mix.
It works pretty well.
Is that a milk-based operation?
If you want to get the protein of the week, that specific thing is juice. But you can also just be like, I want to have 50 grams protein with milk or water. You just choose.
50 grams, that's not messing around.
Yeah.
It's a decent amount of protein.
But no, for the protein of the week, it's 60. That's why I get that. The Cospa is extremely good. 450 yen, I get 60 grams of protein powder. Like that's a good deal. Do that every day.
And now you got 2 free.
Yeah, but you know, I've been drinking that every single day for like years now, and I've only had one that I didn't like.
How much does that cost normally?
It's probably 60 grams of protein powder. Well, I mean, if you want
the protein shake that you drink.
Oh, the protein shake. I mean, it's 450 yen.
That's
for the one that I drank.
$4. $5.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How many mils are we talking? Like, how big is the protein shake?
It's pretty big. It's like a big old.
Wow.
Do you check it while you're there?
It's also 300 cc's of juice. So you combine that, and it's like it's a pretty good amount. Wow. I don't know why they do it in cc's, but bless their hearts.
That is kind of.
Yeah, no, I drink it all while I'm there. Yeah.
So your nickname was going to be, because I just was like scraping your Twitter account, which, let's be honest.
I have a Twitter account?
Has been more active. has seen better days.
I don't think it has, honestly.
But what is this whole. Deadpool sucks meme.
Deadpool sucks is great.
It's going around for a while.
Roy and I went out for dinner with a buddy of ours, Matt.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Matt.
Shout out to Matt. And we were just out getting gyoza and beer. And I don't know, was it you, Roy? Somebody in the group fucking hates Deadpool. They're like,
you don't know if it was you or not?
I don't really remember. We were a few beers in. I think it was more we were like, you know what? Everybody fucking loves Deadpool.
I think it was around when one of the movies came out.
Yeah.
We were like, everybody's talking about goddamn Deadpool. Yeah. And we're just like, let's all go on our Twitter accounts and tweet at the same time. So Deadpool sucks.
Right.
Man.
Deadpool kind of sucks, to be honest.
Fucking shook. The internet shook that day.
Yeah.
The three of you guys. That whole meme took over and that movie got tanked.
That was a lot of engagement for one of my tweets. I think I got like three likes on that, maybe.
I don't think Ryan
Reynolds
stuff
was moving on my
back from that one.
Still licking his wounds.
Yeah.
And that Detective Pikachu.
That's right.
Trailer trying to make a comeback, trying to make good on that.
Deadpool 2
really.
Was like all. It was. An, I watched it on an airplane. It was like an airplane worthy movie.
It was fine.
I would say. Yeah.
It was fine.
The second one was better.
It was.
First one was way better.
Yeah.
Second one was okay.
Speaking of the comic book movies, are airplane movies?
No,
not all.
Yeah, they are.
Because,
some of them are really
because
not,
you want to see them on a big screen. That's one of the few merits. Come on. I mean, come on. You got to give that up.
Yeah.
I will say, I finally saw Ready Player One, the movie.
No, don't ever do that.
Well,
not on a plane, not ever.
The movie wasn't that good, but it was a game.
You thought it might be?
Well, no. I mean, I thought it would at least be like a spectacle, which I will say it was.
Oh, I'm sure.
At least
it was,
like spectacle, but it's like.
Chun-Li and Tracer and shit. What more could you want?
Gundam.
There you go.
Gundam, yeah.
Battletoads in like every scene, too. It's like, okay, guys, like, let's not. They're not that. Like cool or popular,
but they're back.
Anything.
They never were. Yeah,
yeah. I was like the Microsoft guy. Like, do you want Battletoads? You want more Battletoads? We can put them in that scene. You want that Zitz is available for that scene. If you want to, maybe in the background there,
you could do a lot of things with Battletoads though.
Well,
just have them be wrecking balls and stuff. They're fun, man.
Yeah, but they didn't really do any of that. They just
stood around.
Stood around smoking.
Has everybody here seen it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so only us two.
I guess yeah.
So paradoxically, there are these movies that I would put this in this category of. Like, not good enough to see in the theater, but kind of the only reason to see it is to see it in the theater.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, because it's like the action scenes were like, oh, this is like state of the art. Like CG, this is kind of cool.
Isn't that
kind of
like what Independence Day is or something?
Independence
like,
Day is a good movie.
Independence Day is a good movie.
The first one is a good movie.
I think Avatar is that kind of movie.
Oh, Avatar, definitely.
That's a good, that's a good example.
Like Avatar is like hot garbage.
Can anybody, not a good movie.
Let's do the Avatar test really quick. Can anybody name a character from Avatar?
The blue guy.
No, but their name.
Sigourney Weaver.
Isn't it
the blue guy?
Jake Sully?
You all fail.
Jake Sully, right?
I actually don't know. I can't confirm.
Two people separately said the blue guy. Which I think is amazing.
I hope they were blue.
I'm gonna say angry sergeant.
angry sergeant guy. Yep.
Like Quake 3, angry sergeant guy.
What's the metal? Unobtainium.
No. Unobtainium. Yeah,
that's solid, right?
It's like a localization fail.
Jesus Christ.
Pacific Rim is another movie like that.
Hard to find you.
Where I think it's more of a...
That was very disappointing. Pacific Rim, personally, I was very disappointed.
That's also a movie, though, that it's only worth seeing if you're going to see it.
That's what I'm saying,
Yeah.
Like, it's not
even
worth watching at home.
Even the first one's very...
Wait, was there a second one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Second one was real fun, but it was real dumb,
They're making an anime now.
Really?
Netflix is making an anime of Pacific Rim.
I mean, give me more mechs, man. The world needs more mechs.
All right, so in video game news, though, we touched on... What about Detective Pikachu? There was a natural segue back there for that.
Pokemon is coming out
tomorrow as we record this. As you're listening to it,
at least
here in Japan.
Yes.
Very excited.
Very excited.
You, like, rewatched all the trailers and stuff to just to get yourself pumped up?
For Let's Go?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. I've just been, like... collecting all of the new information that's out there to see if it's actually going to be substantial. It sounds like it is.
Is anybody getting the little... Who all's buying it, first of all?
I'm
getting it, yeah.
Graham?
Nope.
No.
Only Graham is not.
Are you and me? Are you buying the Pokeball?
I pre-ordered it yesterday, actually.
I pre-ordered it. It's coming tomorrow.
Oh-ho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's too expensive, man. It's like as much as a game.
It is expensive.
So you buy it completely separately. It's not bundled?
You can buy it as a bundle, but it's a mon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, the bundle is...
Yeah. No, it doesn't go up basically to a fund.
Right.
Yeah. I bought the controller on its own because...
Wow, I didn't have no idea it was that expensive.
Yeah, man.
It's like a little bit of controller.
4,000 yen or something? I don't know. It's not that different from a normal controller. I mean...
But
I have a Joy-Con.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really worried they're going to come out with a Pokeball Plus in like a year, and this one's just going to be a piece of shit.
What does it get? Doesn't it get you something as well?
Yeah, it gets you Mew. Okay. It's the only way to get Mew.
All right.
Really? That's
yeah.
I don't like that.
You can't
like,
trade for them?
Well, you could trade for Mew.
To be fair, you couldn't get Mew in red, blue, and yellow.
Right.
Somebody can find the truck.
the truck
yes. that you pushed.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
There was an old legend.
There were all those how to get Mew legends. One of them was like you sneak onto the SS Vermilion or whatever from the back with Swim, and then you find a room that has a truck and use the strength ability to push it, and Mew's underneath it.
That's
Holy
close,
shit.
But
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I wrote the book on it, and I never heard that story
because it was
you wrote
fake.
A book on it.
Man, so you three,
yes,
Pikachu or Eevee?
Eevee.
Yeah, out of way.
I'm Team Pikachu.
Bullshit.
I'm pretty sure I'm Team Eevee. I'm kind of on the fence right now, though, because I've read some reviews, and it sounds like Eevee is just, like, lesser Pikachu in this game. Like, they didn't really give Eevee much personality.
Oh.
What?
Like, the cutscenes?
I mean, thing, Eevee is, like, the lump of tofu of the Pokemon universe. It's not meant to be an
You can make it anything.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Like, describe Eevee's personality to me right now.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, you can describe Pikachu's personality, right?
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity they had to give Eevee some personality. Make it like
now,
a real mascot.
You're acknowledging that he's a blank slate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yet, both of you chose the blank slate character over, like, lovable, super mega star celebrity Pikachu.
I'm on the fence.
You too.
Yeah. I've had Pikachu.
Oh, you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence. Yeah. I haven't bought my copy yet.
I've had Pikachu, like, I mean, we've all had Pikachu stuff for years, so I just wanted something different for change.
I respect that. We had a Pikachu version
back in the day.
At the same time, though, like, walking around with a Pikachu on your shoulder is, like, a pretty iconic Pokemon thing.
Right.
And, like, an Eevee on your hat, not really the same thing.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, well, then, I guess we'll have anything more to say about that until next episode, where we'll have in-depth reporting, I'm sure.
We saw some pretty good stuff on the internet. You can get like another Pokemon to chill with you.
Yeah, you can have, in addition to your Eevee or Pikachu, you can pick one other Pokemon.
Yeah, you can have any Pokemon like follow you in this game, which is not like a new thing, but they've upgraded in this in that like if it's big enough, you can ride it. So there's a whole bunch of different like riding animations.
You just ride a Snorlax around.
Yeah, for the Snorlax.
You just hug its belly.
It's like the kids on the Totoro. They just jump on their belly and grab on.
Nice.
It's great.
Yeah, and then Kangaskhan, you like get in its shoulder, and then Pikachu or Eevee sits in the pouch.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Bunch of cute stuff
like
that.
They have different ones for the different, I guess, size.
There's also some kind of connection with Pokemon Go, right? There's the new Pokemon or something that you can only get.
Yeah, there's Meltan, but
hell yeah.
That's
actually
not a selling point.
There was a Pokemon Go. There's a Pokemon Go update recently that looks like it's going to work in tandem with Let's Go when it comes out.
Well, they said the controller ball thing has like a secret feature where you can use it with Pokemon Go.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Is that going to be starting tomorrow?
Apparently.
Or is not the update or something later?
No, I think it's starting tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be really... I can't imagine...
How do you know what the hell it does? Like,
they've already said what it does. They said, I mean, it's like... When I say secret feature, like, it was a feature that wasn't announced until, like, the other day. Like, they never, like, made that a selling point of the ball. So.
Do we have a clear understanding of what it is that it does? It
just works like a Pokemon Go Plus, basically.
Kind of. Oh, really? Yeah, I think it'll, like, buzz if you're near Pokestops and stuff.
I thought they described something at E3.
They said you could take it with you, and if you put a Pokemon in it, you can, like... interact with it, like it'll make sounds.
Oh, you could shake it,
torture the Pokemon.
So what, you're going to do game time decision? Because you're buying this tomorrow, right, Dermot?
I am. Well, so if I buy the Japanese version, it'll unlock at midnight tonight, right? And there should be English in there.
Wait, really?
Probably, right?
Yeah, maybe.
If I buy it on the eShop.
Makes sense, yeah.
But if I have...
Do you think there'll be English in it?
Yeah, they usually...
Yeah, since X and Y, they've had like all
every
languages.
Every language at the same time.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're thinking.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Going for that simplified Chinese.
Yes.
So real quick sidebar here. You guys talked about Smash Brothers stuff last week after hours. That Pokemon, what's it, Incineroar? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Man, how awesome is that?
Isn't
I didn't know
cool?
that Pokemon existed.
That's what I'm saying.
That rules.
He's from Sun and Moon. He's from the most recent gen.
Was he popular? And I didn't know about it.
Yeah, he was one of the starters.
He's the evolved form of Litten. Do you remember when Litten?
I
was
do.
Like
yeah, I remember the little like black and
white. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cutesy thing, but like, but in that form, is it like a fan favorite or something? I just thought it was like an out of left field kind of.
He's gotten pretty popular since like the anime.
He shows up in the anime,
and he's got that kind of like wrestler personality.
I was like seeing the wrestling moves. I was like, why the fuck? There's no pro wrestling guys in Smash Brothers.
Starman should have been in there for
my
sure.
God.
I know.
The Amazon? Are you kidding me? King Corn Karn? Like, any of these would have been like exact perfect
true
Smash Brothers deep
classic
cuts.
Nintendo characters.
We have those five people. We'll talk about that later.
Go third party. Get it. Get like Doink the Clown. Just
Doink
the Shark. Yeah, get
okay,
Doink the Clown.
I don't know what
there.
We're talking about. I thought we were talking about pro wrestling. But so, all right. But we're not playing Pokemon Go yet. Pokemon Let's Go. Sorry. yet. So, what are people playing?
Tetris Effect?
There you go. I was waiting.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. I can't say it.
Q. Yeah.
I have an vested interest in this, so...
Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for...
You done good.
Big old Scotty.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was a long, difficult road. Thank you guys also. You guys helped out in various ways.
Can I say your Twitter has been on point with the PR?
Yeah, for real.
I know. I meant to tell people they should probably mute me for like 2 weeks.
No.
Just because I'm gonna just be tweeting Tetris Effect stuff for 2 weeks at least, probably.
Yeah, you keep it interesting though.
But
are you not manning the Enhance account? Like, you should be tweeting from that and like retweeting that from yourself to get you guys some more followers. People should be following Enhance.
There's reasons why that's not happening.
Okay.
That I don't want to go into here, but like, I mean, we are tweeting from the Enhance account, and we have to be a little more sensitive. One of the reasons, and this is not the main reason, but one of the reasons is you have to be a little more sensitive about spamming things when it's like, okay, I know your game exists or whatever. When it's me and I'm just like genuinely excited about it, some people will overlook that or just mute me. Whereas if it's a company account, people will be like, what the fuck? Okay, I get it. Your
game
but
is if
out.
I follow
Unfollow.
A company account, that's kind of what I'm expecting.
Right.
Like, that's what company accounts do.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what
like,
you're signing on for.
Not to the same frequency as like Mark has been retweeting, though.
Correct. Well, I mean, and that account is, if you just follow that account is tweeting like the top level stuff. But you have more freedom tweeting as an individual in lots of different ways, especially with, you know, particulars of how things work sometimes in the game industry. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. But nothing bad or anything. It's just easier to do when you're doing it as an individual.
Sure.
So
if you're curious what people are saying positively about Tetris Effect, though, just like scrolling through your Twitter feed is like the best of the best right now.
I think. Like, I feel, I mean, what I want is everybody, because basically what I'm doing is I'm reading I'm searching for Tetris Effect and for Tetris and reading literally every single tweet about it. And I go back until I saw the last tweet that I saw. And so, you know, good and bad, stuff that's feedback, stuff that's just people gushing, people doing videos or streams or stuff like that. I want to see all of it because, you know, we'll be patching the game and doing other stuff moving forward. So it's useful for that. But also, I just want to see it. I'm just curious in it. So, I mean, you guys know how it is when you put a game out. But, yeah, I mean, of course, this is me saying this, but I have to say, like, the reaction has been, like nothing I've ever worked on before. It's been, like, way better than we could have hoped for. Not only, like, people liking it, but also people, like, responding kind of in the specific way that we had hoped people to respond, which is, like kind of emotionally, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is not just...
life-affirming.
Another Tetris game, right? Yeah. In fact, I had a search that was, like, just Tetris, and I would search for that. And, like, most of it would be either people saying, like, oh, if you think this is just Tetris, it's totally not. And every once in a while, it would be somebody being like, oh, isn't it just Tetris? Why is everybody talking about it? And then the best, most beautiful part, and I know you guys know this from, like, working on Undertale, but the most beautiful part is when you don't have to do anything and other people just, like, rise up and answer that person and do it for you. Like, that's amazing. That's so nice to see when people are doing that.
Community, man.
On their own. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. But
it's a good game.
So, yeah. You guys been playing it? You guys all been playing it?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
What level? Dermot Finish Expert.
Mm-hmm. Did you, what, really?
Oh, yeah.
Right away, bud.
I mean, I knew you were good, but I didn't know you were that good. Was it hard?
Yeah.
Are we PSN friends?
I don't think so.
We need to be so I can get ahead of you.
I don't know. I usually fly around to see what level all my friends are, and I'm trying. I don't think I have you on there, actually. What level are you? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Graham's up there.
I think I'm like 50-something.
You're 50. You're over 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Before it came out, he was number one. So, like, of all the people who had the game pre-release, which means all the professionals and everything, Graham's the best.
Yeah.
Hell, I
think we mentioned on some previous podcasts and stuff, but also helped out with, like, our launch trailer play and a bunch of focus group tests that we did. But, yeah, you owned the leaderboards. You and one other person.
I didn't even know. John sent me, a picture online. He was like...
Really?
And I was like, oh, yeah, this game has leaderboards.
You weren't looking at those at all.
That's what happened with Luminous.
Luminous as well, too.
But, yeah, that was when the press period, and then that lasted about 5 minutes when the larger... Oh, yeah. The Japanese players got on.
As soon as the modern Tetris players show up, it's game over.
They are scary.
The T-spinners.
I saw it. I haven't tweeted this yet, actually. I saw it today. Somebody got a 21-line zone
call. Oh, nice. Okay.
Wait, you could do that?
Yeah. Which I didn't not even... I mean, somebody had mentioned
theoretically,
it
would be possible, yeah. Because you can build up, like, all the outer sides of the matrix to be actually, like, above the kill line.
Yeah.
So if you were to set that up
won't
perfectly...
kick you out until you're actually, like, you two can't, above...
Yeah,
what the where the line is, which is 20 lines up.
Does getting lines extend the zone period or anything?
No.
So you just have the same amount of time no matter what.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. So somebody got that, not only got the 20 lines, but also got it to where, I mean, just to set that up is so hard because you have to set it up where it's exactly 21 lines. It doesn't clear. It doesn't go down while you're negotiating things. You have to be incredibly skillful and also incredibly lucky.
Lucky,
you
know? Right, yeah.
Because the order of the pieces, and then you have to initial spin the piece such that you get the right piece and you spin it right so that when it... I mean, it's like...
So it spawns where it needs to spawn, yeah.
Yeah, like somebody, when we were developing it, mentioned that should be theoretically possible, but like...
Unlikely.
We didn't name it anything in the game because we didn't think... It's kind of like saying,
does the
like,
number say 21 at least or whatever?
It does. Like, it does. Yeah. So you can find. You could
be funny if
person.
It was like two like X. Or
no,
something.
I know.
Like,
I was
like Mario like pixel.
That was my first question. Is like, does it show up on the leaderboards? Because like I want that person to be able to get credit. But I'd forgotten that it was even theoretically possible. So when we did all the press and stuff, people would always ask, "What's the maximum?" And I'd just be like, 20. It's 20 because the grid is 20 and da 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 da. And like that has been amazing.
Wow,
seeing that kind of stuff.
That's nuts. Yeah, I've gotten like several 17s, I think, but I haven't got a 20.
Yeah, something like that.
It's always amazing how you release a game and then like from the community you realize how far it can be pushed.
That's like some of the best. Yeah, that's like some of the coolest parts. Somebody also in I don't know if you saw this, Graham, did a T-spin with a giant.
Yeah, that was rad.
Yeah, in mystery mode, you get a giant piece every once in a while.
That the game didn't know what to display. Like, I think it ran a whole bunch of messages on top of each other. It's like, this is a triple T-spin and also a Tetris clear.
Did it give him T-spin credit?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It counted as a triple. It counted as a T-spin triple, and then it also said Tetris, but like all of the text just displayed one on top of each other because it didn't know what to do. Yeah. It was great. I loved it.
I was like, oh, we should have fucking put something special in there for that. If I would have thought that was possible.
Like, holy shit.
Or like, yeah, there's this staircase thing that people do. What's that called? That people can make where you leave
an empty piece on each line, then you go all the way you do like hidden grade, something like that.
Something.
Secret grade, something like that.
That stuff's been so cool. One guy in marathon mode played for 38 hours.
I saw that.
That's not healthy. Sure.
You can pause.
Don't try that at home.
He was pausing. Yeah. But even so, like, the game has not been out that long, and it's like the next highest people are like 5 hours or so or whatever. And those people I saw a stream of, and the guy was just like, wow, like completely going nuts and burning out.
That's a pure endurance thing.
Yeah,
because that's like I usually get bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I play for like an hour, and I'm like,
I tweeted him. He said he was treating it like a part time job. You just get home from work and then work on it for a few hours and then go to sleep. And then
unpaid part time job.
Next game. Yeah, exactly.
The glory, though.
The fame, the glory. Yeah, all the endorsements he's going to get now, you know, being on the top of that leaderboard. But yeah, that's been cool. Thank you guys all for playing. It's been cool to see you guys on there.
Been having fun, like playing a little bit every day because I'm just going through it, getting double S's and everything. And there were some that were, like, pretty tricky.
What's the trick to get the double S's? Just, like, get a certain amount of points in a certain amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the mode, but usually get good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually, to be honest, regretting a little bit. I think there's a trophy where you have to get all...
Double S for everything?
There is, double S's. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's going to be, like, very, very extremely rare.
Can you do it on beginner?
Some of them are really hard.
No, because effect modes don't have difficulties.
Oh.
So I'm missing two right now, I think. I'm missing combo and all clear.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if Graham is missing two of them. But,
and I just kind of like, for all clear, I'm just going to like wait a little bit and then see somebody else do it. Because like how all clear works, like it's the same patterns usually. But you have to like play through the first 25 or so to get to the ones that you don't understand. So then like you have a couple tries at doing it. And then if you don't get it, you start again. I don't like doing that. So I'm just going to wait for like somebody else on YouTube to do it. And then I'll be like, oh, that's how you do that one.
Well, at some point, though, it becomes a matter of like
it's also execution.
Dexterity, right?
Yeah.
Because that shit is hard.
Yeah, and like all the things that, since I'm not used to the SRS rotation system, like there are a lot of weird things that like you can do with the L pieces.
Yes,
like where you kick them all the way through an entire row of blocks to be somewhere else, and it's like, that's not how I understand this game.
Yeah, so basically SRS is like the modern Tetris games, the rotation system that it uses, like on what axis. If you really think about it, it's like
where is the spinning
Tetris
from?
Is so easy. Yeah, but it's like if a long bar or L block is up against the wall, when you spin it, like
where is it spinning?
Where does it spin from? And how does that work? And exactly that. And using that is where you get things like T spins and stuff like that too, where you can move things where you wouldn't think.
It seems like it's phasing through other blocks.
Yeah. But you can do that also with L blocks, where there's just like a one block wide.
I love doing those.
Little pipe through otherwise blocks, and it will actually move through all those blocks. So
I've been having fun doing that one. And combo, it's just, you have to get so goddamn many for a double S. You got to get so many. Sprint was like, felt really good though to get that double S. I feel like sprint
is
probably...
Does it say what you need to do to get the double S at least?
No.
No.
But you can kind of figure it out from like the, how it grades the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you do
if you
sprint
look
for the first
rankings,
time.
If you look at leaderboards
sure, the ranking
too,
is probably the quickest
out.
Way to do it. But
also, I will say combo is one that we're talking about and watching the leaderboard. So like if one mode especially people are not getting like
results you're expecting.
If the grades are not distributed along a similar curve in all of them, then that says like something maybe is a little unbalanced. So we're looking at that kind of stuff. There's some master mode stuff that we're looking at as well.
Master mode, just from the grading one, like master mode seemed like it was too easy to get double S.
Oh, no, well, not when I'm talking about master mode, I'm not talking about the ratings, I'm talking about other
stuff. But Purify?
Yeah.
I think that one's way too easy to get double S.
Oh, really?
Like, way too easy. I did a first try,
I
wasn't even like, thinking
an a,
about it.
I think, in that. But, like, you forget also, though, you got to remember that the average... It's really hard thing to balance, first of all.
Sure. But no, like, I thought Sprint was really good. Whatever you guys did for Sprint,
really?
Sprint was perfect. Like, I thought the curve on that was perfect.
Okay.
But Purify, it was just like, as soon as you realize it's combos, I was like, it's over.
Right on. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I've been super happy for that. We got the Game Awards nomination, which is fucking awesome.
Should have got Game of the Year nomination. I don't understand why it's just a VR game nomination.
They nominated some kind of mix-up there. Stuff.
We can complain about Jeff later.
Oh, do we have that in news, by the way?
We do.
Oh, good.
We have a full list of nominees.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Any other games that people have been playing? What's this Koei Tecmo Japanese Steam thing oh, yeah, started no, so, to talk about it, and I stopped you before.
Yeah, that. So Koei Tecmo, it turns out they just uploaded like their entire PC library onto Steam in Japanese. They didn't worry about adding support, because there are a lot of games that aren't in English, yeah. and they're just not going to worry about it.
I'm surprised they have Steam-compatible yeah. Japanese games.
So they just uploaded like all the Romance of Three Kingdoms games, all the Dynasty Warriors games, Uncharted Waters 1 and 2,
wow.
the old PC, like PC 98 Suikoden game, like they're the one yeah. that just like Outlaws of the Marsh. That's all up there.
Wait, so they
it's
like,
all up there.
Went
in Japanese.
Through and actually coded these games yeah. and made them Steam compatible
yeah.
and just released them all at once.
In Japanese and often simplified in traditional Chinese.
And it's available wow. in the West?
Or I'm accessing it from Japan, and so since like I'm not sure what people in the West can do, but like maybe it's available there. So I noticed that the other day, and they're also having a sale. So I picked up Romance of Three Kingdoms 8. I've been playing a lot of that. And Uncharted Waters 1 and 2. They were cheap, so pick those up, too.
How recent is Romance of the Three Kingdoms
8? 8 came out on the PS2, so that gives you an idea of like what era that was. That's still my favorite one in that series, and I love
them. They literally released all of them?
All of them,
like,
I think,
from
yeah.
from 1?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, what the old, like, the PC, fuck? Like, PC 98, you can see, like, or 95, I don't know which one it was, but, like, super old graphics. I mean, I guess Romance of the Three Kingdoms 1 would be even older. That was from the 80s. But, yeah, like, in the super, like... really huge dot graphics.
Yeah.
Like, if you see one of those old PC games, you know what I'm yes. talking about, like, these massive dots on yeah. the screen, and, like, yeah. they have, like, three colors that they're working
the
with.
The resolution was, like, 64
yeah,
by 64.
It was amazing. So, yeah. I mean, those are all cool. up there and, like, cheap enough.
That's really cool. I wonder, yeah. maybe they're just... It's weird they wouldn't wait if they were localizing it, but maybe they are just doing a separate...
Even the ones, like, it's a tricky situation, because the West will always get the versions of the game that are incomplete, whereas the ones that are on Steam are all the power-up kits. Like, they released expansions for every single... Romance of Three Kingdoms game they did, but none of those ever got translated.
Wait, they released expansions?
Yeah, they're called
like
power-up kits
Famicom
for like
games. Them. What do you mean?
But no, because
no,
they were
so
PC games.
The PC games.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So they never did it for the family. Well, actually, on PS2, they did release Append Discs, as they called them here in Japan.
No fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. So you can get power-up kits and stuff.
Crazy.
So since the power-up kit version, they technically don't have an English version of that. Well, they right. do have an English version of like the base PS2 version, but I just love that they're up there. Wow. So I picked that up and playing that a little bit every day. I've got, like, all of Southeast China. Things are going well. Things are going real well.
You conquer, yeah,
yeah.
in your campaign.
I'm fighting Cao Cao right now. He's not putting up much of a fight.
Nice. Nice. John, Yakuza 0?
I'm almost done.
Again? Almost done?
I'm in the final chapter. 34 hours.
What thoughts? Wow, 34 hours. Okay. That's a lot of
game
fucking time in that thing.
Great. It's, yeah. like a, it's like almost a 10 for me. It's like game... Wow. It was 2 years ago, I guess. Easily best game that year. It's so, so, so good.
Favorite side mission? Go.
Oh, of course, the one to get the kid who got his Dragon Quest
oh, the
3
Dragon
stolen.
Quest
okay.
yeah, that,
and,
is,
like,
that is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
But
it's
Graham, like, you sound like you had one in mind.
I thought you were going to say the pizza one. There's a pizza delivery mission.
That's awesome.
Where it's literally like pizza la sponsor. I don't know what they do
oh,
in
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the Western one. To, yeah.
It's pizza la. And,
it is pizza
well,
la.
Actually, I'm playing the English version. Yeah, yeah, it's pizza la.
There's a girl. It's like a girl.
It's still
who,
pizza la in the English version.
It's the girl who like speaks her
yeah,
accent.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
She has an accent, so Kiryu can't tell exactly what she's saying. So she's saying.
What kind of accent?
Like in Japan, I think she's supposed to be from like Vietnam or something.
Oh, so like her
but
P's things, sound like B's and her like
yeah.
Z's sound
oh,
like
boy.
You know.
It's not
but
getting
no,
into.
No, it was really awesome because she was like, "I'm really worried about like my Hisa. I can't get a Hisa." And so Kiryu's trying to figure out what she's saying, and he's like, "Ah, this lady's hungry. She needs a pizza." So he goes to pizza, like, gets a pizza, delivers it in slow mo, and there's like epic music playing in the background as he slowly walks.
You have to avoid people
because
if you hit them, it'll like make
it'll
you
slow you down.
Down.
And then okay. you get there, and turns out like, no, not this. Like she can't get a visa. So it's like it's a Japanese wordplay.
They did
joke,
a really good job in English. In English, it was like biza, like biza, like so. Mm. It sounds even more like pizza.
Yeah.
But like the localization on that game, I've tweeted about this a few times now, so it's probably getting old. But like the localization on that game is like top tier, like of games that I have seen that like we were not directly involved in some capacity where I know them really well and I could say, you know, like it's great, like because
yeah.
like it's hard to localize a game like that. It's very,
it's extremely Japanese,
so oh, yeah. Japanese on every level. But like. Me being able to understand a good chunk of the Japanese now because it's all Japanese voices, and then reading what they wrote for the every case, it's like I'm like, that was clever. Wow, that was really well done. Like
right.
that was a really good way. Lots of like
threaded
it's
the needle
very
there.
Natural English too, and yeah. a lot of just like wow, like these they really thought the way we think on a lot of stuff when we're working on it. That like just impressed me because that made me feel really comfortable playing the game. So I'm just loving it. It's great, and it's almost over. I'll probably finish it tomorrow.
And they localize those games pretty quick these days too.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot of them. Like yep. that's doubly impressive.
I'm going right into Kiwami, which is like the remake of the first one. As soon mm-hmm. as I'm done with this, I think I just realized you didn't introduce me, did you?
Oh shit! Wow, how did that happen? John Princess Tomato Ricciardi.
Oh
yeah, right. we like, went long on I guess on all the other stuff. So
Well, I was just thinking about like if my nickname was related to Yakuza, and then wait a minute, I didn't.
Who the hell are you? Why are you? Why are you here? Why are you talking?
Princess Tomato, a wonderful NES game.
Correct.
In the Salad Kingdom. What was that called in Japan? It was a kind of famous game out here too.
I love the box art though, which is like the vegetables staring right at you, staring right at you, and they're on a white background. Like there's nothing going on, just like these vegetable people wearing clothes staring into your soul.
Dude on the shelf, that was very powerful.
Yeah,
follow you wherever you are.
Is tomato a vegetable? I mean, it's still,
let's not talk about this. It's a berry technically.
I think that's because I tweeted about tomato ramen I had the other day, which is delicious. Which got to the point where the president of Sony PlayStation tweeted back at me to express his disapproval.
He doesn't like tomato ramen.
Well, he was just like that. Yes, John Drake from our friend of the show, John Drake from Sony, tweeted at me saying something like, you know, that's just, is that not watery spaghetti or something like that? And then someone else was like commenting on it. Someone else commenting on it. And,
what a fool! What an ignorant thing to say.
I have not told them ramen. I've never had tomato ramen to be honest, and it did not look good to me. The noodles especially looked really thick.
They are really
photo.
Thick. That's kind of
like
the point.
Thick noodle ramen,
dude. It's so good.
Really?
I told them we're gonna take them next time they come out. All right. They can try it. But it is.
I
want
to be.
Really
I want to try that
too. To be fair, I didn't know that was a thing until I came here, and I didn't know it was good until I tried it.
Yeah, and I don't. I wouldn't think it was good if I saw it either, and I'd probably be like, "What is that?" But like having had it, it's like, and you know, I'm a big ramen guy. I eat ramen almost every weekend, and like you know, maybe every like 3 or 4 weeks, you just want to try something different.
Sure,
right, and like it's perfect for that.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was a thing. It just never interested me. Mm. Like, I was just always like, it's like strawberries on a salad or something for me. It's like, I like strawberries a lot. I like salads. I don't need to do them together.
Strawberries are really good on salads,
dude. So I thought that was that. I'm not so much into that either.
I think that maybe was a recent thing in America. I don't know. But, like, I've only seen it going home, like, the last 5 years or so. People started doing that. But
you put a dressing on it, too?
Balsamic. Yeah. Balsamic. With strawberries.
It's really good. Strawberries go good in salads.
Not into that.
But tomato ramen is delicious.
I will try it,
don't knock it until you try it.
I will not knock it until I try it.
Where do you come down on konnyaku noodles?
Oh, yeah, because we went. There's a tomato place that Dermot and I went. And they have three different options for noodles. One of them, konnyaku, which is basically like some root that they dig up and somehow turn into food. It's like, if you've seen it, it looks like somebody made Jello out of gym socks. It's the worst thing ever.
Wow. Not sure that's how they would sell it, but...
it's good, I promise.
You like it? You guys both liked it?
Oh, I never get it. Okay. Dermot tried it.
I don't think I've tried
not
it,
brave.
But it doesn't sound bad.
It's not that... so it's marketed towards... ladies, because it's like a dieting thing. It's
basically like gym socks.
It's a way to fill your belly up with nothing,
right?
And then just have it, you know.
Sometimes you
want to
feel
through.
Dainty, and yeah, it's okay.
Not you, Dermot. Not you.
Speaking of dainty, we got a lot of news to get through here. So why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about Smash and Game Awards and Bears. Oh my. Alright, we are back with the news.
Don't stop the news.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it? late breaking story. The internationally actually people understand sound for news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
It's not even what you want. Don't be throwing shade in my direction.
What do we got here, John?
Atlas, I guess, just recently canceled the Vita version of 13 Sentinels. Release date changed to undecided.
Boo.
Reason listed is to improve quality. This news courtesy of former 8-4 intern Abibi.
Oh,
hello,
right.
Abibi.
Thank
Good
you,
to
Abibi.
See you again.
So, 13 Sentinels for people who missed it.
VanillaWare game, yeah.
VanillaWare.
Looks cool.
It does.
Looks like
big robot.
Schoolgirls and mechs in Tokyo.
Not just schoolgirls, they're schoolboys too.
It's 13 different kids.
Yeah.
Something tells me with VanillaWare, he's going to spend a little more time
on the
girls.
Sure.
Not a huge surprise that a VanillaWare game is going to take longer than they thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure George is drawing every single frame himself.
I'm sure.
Refuses to
lovingly
hand it off.
Drawing each butt and
each fold of the buttocks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that you know, you want them to take the time that they need. It is sad, I think, a little bit that it missed the Vita, just because you know, like Dragon's Crown sold so well on Vita.
So did
and Muramasa.
Muramasa, Demon Blade, also
that as well.
That was their system.
And but you know, you have to wonder how much of this was even their call. Like, if it's the Vita market, are they going to be making carts? Is the Vita market going to exist? Like, I think that game would still do well even if it came out like a year later. I mean, my local Gayo has PSP games. So,
but I feel like the market for Vita has more or less been replaced by Switch at this point in Japan.
In general, true, but I think for that game, anything from Vanillaware specifically, I think would still do well. And by well, I mean like 100,000 units, like on Vita.
I honestly forgot that it was coming to Vita.
I kind of did too.
Yeah, I thought it was just a PS4 game.
So
I've kind of laid my Vita to rest at this point. I mean,
nah, man, like, never.
Mine's pretty dusty.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you say never, but when's the last time you used it?
Like yesterday?
Really?
Whoa! Yeah.
What are you playing on Vita?
What was I playing yesterday? I went through a couple games.
Really?
Booted up, yeah. Because Persona 5 and 3 and 5 Dancing are coming, so I booted up Persona 4 Dancing again.
Get caught up with the story.
I thought the Persona Dancing games like didn't turn out very good.
Oh, no, they're great.
Really?
And the soundtracks are awesome.
I think I
just got that. Like,
they just sold really poorly because they were the same thing as Persona 4 Dancing.
Yeah.
And they were minus the story, actually. Crazy.
Yeah.
They were just like...
And across like 8 different SKUs.
Yeah. It was insane.
I definitely feel like Sega just like... Somebody at Sega took a wand and they pointed to like a chapped udder and they were like, listen, Atlas, you see this? There's milk left in here. Yeah. We're going to get every drop.
Seriously.
They're going to do really well in the West. Like, really, really, really well.
I doubt it.
I don't think they will.
No,
they're kind of expensive in the West, too.
When are they coming out in the West?
Soon.
December 9th, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's demos up right now.
Going head-to-head against Smash, I guess.
Yep.
See. We'll see how that works out for you. Should we talk about Smash now?
Sure.
So, Sakurai had a tweet.
To provide background for this, there's like going to be a round of DLC, 5 characters, and during the Smash Direct, he did not say who those characters are.
Very interestingly, was like, yeah, I mean, their basic attitude was like, I also wonder about that, if they like...
Buyer beware.
We're not, it was like, if you don't, why don't you should just wait and see, you shouldn't buy it. Like,
he was very clear about that. I liked how polite he was that, like, in the Direct. You know, we can't tell you what these are, so be very careful before you purchase the pass.
He's erring on the side of, hey, we're not, like, here trying to trick you into doing stuff, which I think
And then, of course, there was that expected backlash being like, why are you supposed to do this? I don't know who the characters are. Tell us who the characters are. And then, of course, he tweeted later, like, Nintendo already told him who the characters are. Nintendo picked the 5 DLC characters. They're decided.
Oh, so that part
that was
I
the
missed.
Tweet. That was the tweet that I was referring to.
Oh. Okay.
Sakurai was later on that it's like, okay, he actually, the 5 characters are decided, which made the internet even angrier, because, like, if you know who they are, just tell us who they are.
It is, it was messaged a little bit
weird. But that also takes away, like, you know, their marketing tool to get you excited about Smash
That
again.
Is true, but if you're already trying to sell the season pass,
you don't need to.
It's just a weird.
You don't need to try to sell Smash to people.
No, people will buy it if the characters
are
good.
No,
well, but I get Mark's point though. If you're going to put out the seasonal pass, people are going to be like, "Well, what am I getting?"
Yeah, so that's why he was like, you know, if you just want characters, doesn't matter what those characters are. If you just want characters, buy the pass. Otherwise, just wait.
Yeah, like the price isn't going to go up if you wait. So they told people, like, if you want to buy it right away, just know that you are investing in something you're not fully informed about. That's like a choice that you're making.
Still just get
I'm not going to buy the pass.
Yeah, I mean...
Mostly like, because...
Yes, you are.
I am going to buy it, but I'm not going to buy it like right away.
Ah, okay.
I'm not in a rush because I'm not going to get that content right away.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking to a crowd of people, like an audience of people who... They're not as patient, I think.
King Corn Karn. King Corn Karn.
Starman.
Come on.
I want my Starman.
Amazon. One of those fucking pro wrestling guys. There must be like a... In all the 6 million different kinds of, I don't even know what they are anymore, like assist things and like alternate skins and
spirits.
Like things that appear, spirits and whatever.
Sticker the JPEGs.
Are there no pro wrestling things anywhere in that game?
Well, I don't know. There's probably thousands of spirits, so.
It's not a real Smash Brothers.
That 40-minute direct was insane. I mean, the amount of detail.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of unnecessary detail.
The amount of detail that they went into is like...
Press ZR to open the menu.
I can't believe, like, first of all, I can't believe this game has this much stuff in it. Second of all, I can't believe you're going one by one through all of these things and explaining them. It's like Sakurai's OCD is just like on display for the entire world to.
He wants the fans to, you know.
I mean, it's amazing the amount of like options and. I mean, there's some weird things though. Like, how do you guys? I don't understand. Has it always been in Smash Brothers? Like, how have you have like how many contestants are there? Like in this one, fighters
76, I think.
Okay, so the order that they're in yeah. is the order that they appeared in the yeah. series. Yeah.
It's like, so cool.
Who does that serve? Who? What? Like,
well, why not though?
That's wait, probably because if you want to just find somebody of 70 things,
learn them.
Just alphabetically.
Hey, here's one thing to actually give people the option on. Let people sort that shit alphabetically or sort it out.
Maybe they'll have a search.
Oh, you mean like how it's in the series? You mean like how it's so displayed arbitrary. On the screen?
I mean, is anybody like, oh, okay, well, let's see. That person was in the third. Let's see. Smash Brothers made their debut in there, so there I'm going to go find there. It's like, what? Why, what a weird way to. I mean, it's a little thing, but I just thought it was so strange.
It was always cute the way they did it in, like, was it? I think 4 and Brawl did it where, like, they grouped them together by series.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was cute.
I mean, it is hard when you get that many big, yeah. things. How you
plus, it makes you realize,
them.
Like, how many goddamn Fire Emblem characters there are. It's like, oh my god, this is a quarter of the screen.
There.
Dude, there's. I mean, it's amazing the depth and breadth of that. I was just thinking, like, how somebody kept track of all of that stuff, even just to edit the direct, but much less for the game.
That's all in Sakurai's
how many
brain,
Switches
man.
Are in the, it's amazing. In the world right now? Do we know?
20 like, million.
Yeah.
To 20.
There's supposed to be 30 million
I
by
feel
the end
like
of the fiscal year.
That many copies of they'll Smash Brothers is going to sell. Like, I feel like this game is going to sell, like, is going to, like, break the world economy or something. Like, everybody and their mother is going to buy this game. And, like, right yeah. away, too.
Well, they're counting on it to basically sell 10 million Switches. And they're now yeah. the analysts are like, I don't know. Is that going to happen? But
it'll
like,
happen with Pokemon. It'll happen.
Yeah, with Pokemon yeah. and Smash, yeah. man, they're going to have a crazy fourth quarter. Like, whether, you know, you can complain there's not a lot of games or whatever, but between those two alone, man.
And Dragalia.
It's weird, too.
But more importantly, and Fire Emblem Heroes. It's going to yeah. make them all their money.
There I'm not go. Talking about money. I'm just talking about Switch. Switch is being sold. But
it's also a little weird. But yeah, I that's guess true. A little too bad that it's coming out in... in December. I mean, Nintendo likes having their
so Smash Bros.
December game,
December.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's missing Black Friday, which is, like,
exactly.
a big
yeah,
deal.
Not good, yeah.
Pokemon is out.
I mean,
Smash
it's going to be fine,
it
but, like...
It missed Black Friday the last two or three times as well, though. Like, it's usually...
Well, I know,
December.
But it's, like, not ideal for anybody.
Right.
Yeah, when you're a game like that, it's going to sell no matter what.
Well, so, interestingly, they're selling the Smash bundle, like, the Switch bundle, which doesn't come with the game.
Right.
But that's coming out for Black Friday.
Yeah, the GameCube controllers are out, like, today, as... Like, literally came out in Japan today, basically. The GameCube controllers that are and the Switch hardware, yeah, that's mm-hmm. available for all came out today in Japan. The GameCube controller is not expensive; it's like 1,800 yen or something. It's just a USB GameCube controller. Probably doesn't have like,
right.
you know, the motion control and all that stuff. But right.
So you're talking about the like just the Smash themed console.
Yeah,
it doesn't yeah come bundled with the game.
Mm-hmm. Although I think you get the game when the game comes out, right? Or is that
well?
Not
yeah,
the case?
You do.
Yeah,
it's but it's digital. You know,
interesting. Okay. Any thoughts on those other five characters? Do we want to throw in any?
Who are they? Do we know?
Hot takes?
No, we
well,
know.
No, we don't. That's
we don't. Yeah, I mean.
But it is funny that like you'd think that would be a good thing that like everybody's talking about stuff, everybody's guessing whatever. But apparently, it's like now gotten out of hand where they've become like their own creation have become afraid of. Where it's like, okay, we better tamp this down and be like. Are those people going to get upset if the community all decides on one and it becomes a meme like fucking Bowsett or whatever, and then we don't have it in there?
How crazy would it be
awesome.
If they added
they're
going to
storm the castle
like,
or
take
whatever.
Control
yeah.
of the internet's creation? But actually, like you know, the last one is going to be Waluigi, whenever that is.
No I way.
Guarantee you, he's coming.
No
DLC.
Way.
Guarantee.
What else? Any other
stake bet,
predictions?
Dermot. Stake bet. Right
I'll
now.
Make that stake bet.
Stake bet. Done. Well,
what about some of the?
I would have taken that stake bet too, Dermot. Yeah. Waluigi's not coming.
It's coming. Last one.
Did you guys really just make that? Bet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you shake on it?
I'll shake on it.
I mean, is it, he's
Dermot's
already
gonna win.
He's already
podcast
a
official.
Trophy thing
no.
or whatever. Yeah. He's
an assist trophy.
So wait, the bet is that he's going to be the last one revealed?
Ever.
Not just that he's in the game, he's the last one revealed.
Wait, ever?
No, the bet that he's... Well, okay, no, let's be clear. The bet is that he's coming. I don't care when, but I'm just saying that he's probably
you're
the last
okay with
one.
That? In
but
this
then there's
game,
no end to this bet. But
within... No.
They'll say when they're done. I don't believe that they're done after 5 DLC. I'm sure there's going to be like...
Within these 5.
DLC
No. Yeah, he's not coming within these 5.
Well, that's not what I said. I just
said... That is what
you said. The last one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not talking about of these 5. I just mean period. But that how does that change
anything?
The argument?
Anything unannounced is off the table.
Just make him one of the 5.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But I don't. But the thing is,
how confident are you, John?
Okay, here's my. But let me explain my feeling here, though. Which is, there's logic here. Like I do think he's coming. I don't think these 5 are the last 5. And I think they would keep him to be like the last announced character.
They
said it's
going to
take a year for those 5, though.
I would bet that he'd be in the next game. Like
they got to clear
his no next game after
there
this. Like, Sakurai is going to ascend to heaven, and then it's over. Like, come on,
yeah, but okay. After Sakurai, there's still going to be Smash, though.
Can there be Smash without Sakurai? This is like its own podcast.
That is a philosophical question.
No, I don't. I think you just keep you take his last great gift to the world, and you just keep like remaking it and polishing it and adding to it. And
I don't know.
Maybe make him interesting to find out.
Let's enjoy this one first, huh?
Maybe. I will still do the stake bet that Waluigi is coming, but I can't say in the next five because I actually don't think it's going to be in this. I think it's going to be like in another like season two or season three of the DLC.
Pick a season. Let's make that bet right now. You think it's going to be season two? We'll go for season two.
I'm just saying he's coming.
I'm
heard him here first, folks.
I'm still hoping for Sora or some Kingdom Hearts person.
I think it's possible, but you'd have to lose like all Disney aspects
of
that.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
did they not say that they're all Nintendo characters? The five?
No, they didn't say. No. That. Okay. They said Nintendo picked them.
All right.
Is Noctis already in there?
No.
No. Oh, there we go. Deserve to be.
There we go. Get him in there.
Wow.
Noctis is already in Tekken, and he's kind of badass.
All right. So
there you go.
I mean, it's crazy how many like characters they took out of contention by announcing them as assist trophies in that last direct. Like all of the ARMS characters.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that takes him out of contention. I think assist trophies deserve a chance to evolve and shine
in the next game.
Yeah, like they made a point at the end of saying like this guy Rex from Xenoblade Chronicles 2, like we already made the roster before he was even out. So
we made
here's a Mii Fighter skin. So he's not coming.
Right. We'll see. But how about that trailer? Hello.
Yeah. That was great.
The CG,
the hands man.
Thing? Which one? The one without music?
The one without music.
Ah, yes.
Oh, amazing. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Like, has that been done before? Is that like a thing where people put trailers out without music?
To my knowledge, it's because a masterstroke, though, whoever thought of it.
It was an amazingly brilliant fucking genius thing, because I've watched that trailer now like 700 times.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what they were trying to do was fully accomplished by that.
Right.
You know, with everybody putting their own music to the trailer. And I don't follow this stuff enough to know if that was like a thing that everybody does or if that was new, but whoever came up with that concept is like
first time I've seen it.
Yeah,
really, really smart marketing move.
I'm really wondering what Square's up to. That like Cloud hasn't been in any movies for this game.
He's in the game though, right?
He's in the game. Yeah, but they don't let him put him in any movies or anything.
In fairness, like Bayonetta's not in there either.
Sonic is.
Yeah, but Sonic
I've seen Bayonetta.
Sega's like take Sonic and put him in there.
I saw Bayonetta in one of the most in the direct, I think.
Yeah, but not in the CG thing though.
Wait, no, she was in the one that got the.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
She got blasted.
She was in that.
Those have been, I think, more fun.
Yeah,
the one where it's like Danny DeVito walking in from Always Sunny, and then the fucking the yellow light from the end of the direct.
That was a great trailer.
That
a lot of emotion in that. That cuts
with Kirby flying around.
Sonic reaching out to save Pikachu.
You're talking about, them when they all got, like, Avengered. Soggy, Baten Kaito's Origins Soggy, is a trailer. Is a spirit in the
game. He's a JPEG.
Yeah.
Cool.
Soggy getting some love.
That was kind of a clever way where it's like, here's ones where we can just take any piece of art, any era, and that's all we need, and we can incorporate it into the game.
Have
but then they
dance,
do it in a clever way. They really do it in a clever way. So like
the overworld looks really nice. Like I'm excited to play that. I play a lot of Smash single player, so I think it looks meaty. Yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody here going to ascend to like the pro player realm? What is
it called?
Where you're like elite player or something?
Grand in the online thing? No, we talked about this a bit last time, but like I've never had anything but terrible experience with Smash Online.
What, just
they never figured it out.
The lag?
Yes.
Yeah, but now they're charging people for it.
Hopefully that improves something.
Yeah.
But no, like another big thing is that they can't force people to be wired because the Switch is Wi-Fi by default.
That's right. That was such a weird thing for
you
him
need the
to
LAN adapter.
Suggest,
yeah.
Right?
No, because like it's going to be it is unplayable on Wi-Fi, but people insist on just playing on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like I'm sure 90% no matter how available you're going to make that thing,
we'll
are going to
be
playing on Wi-Fi. So maybe that's an advantage for you if you get wired.
No, because it hurts you.
Yeah. Why?
Because you're playing with somebody who has a bad connection. It doesn't just affect them.
I
it affects
guess
both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like you're both getting screwed by it. If one person sucks, it sucks for everybody.
Yeah.
So like even if you like everybody has fiber optics here in Japan, like if you get somebody with a bad connection somewhere else.
Well, it depends how their prediction works, right? Like that's not the case in a lot of games.
Some games do rollback.
Yeah.
Where like it'll look at your individual inputs. It'll say like when did this input come in? When did yours come in? And then it has the computer then like retroactively decide what happened.
Right.
Most games don't do that because it creates that actual like you're looking at the screen and you see it rolling back in front of you.
Yeah.
So most games accommodate for that by just everything is delayed by like 5 frames.
Right.
And then the computer has like 5 frames to figure out what's going on. And then it shows you what's happening on screen. So you either inevitably get a really long delay from action. Your action to what happens on screen, or you get like constant rolling back. And most people go for the one where it's like it just takes forever for anything to happen.
That's weird if it really doesn't make any difference
having a wired connection that they would both suggest have getting a wired connection.
Yeah, because they're trying to encourage as many people as possible to be the person with the good connection. Because maybe every now and then you'll get another person who's wired on fiber optics and you'll have a good time.
I bought a wired GameCube controller, actually. I was telling Dermot about this today, so I bought the Hori one, and I got it like 3 weeks ago because I had ordered it like in advance and it came the day it came out. I didn't try it until today because someone was asking, a friend of mine was asking, like, if the A button, like on the GameCube controller, is mapped to the A button on Switch, because they're actually in different places.
Oh.
Look at the, and it actually is, you know, A is A, so like even though it's in a different spot, it's still set up correctly, but my controller's busted. Like it's constantly moving right. You know, like when you plug in a thing when you're holding the stick?
So I thought that was it.
So I unplugged it and did it, but it's always like that, period.
That's a perfect reproduction of the GameCube controller.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, so I told mailed Amazon and said, like, take it back. Yeah, so nice. Get a new one.
Okay.
So, yeah. But.
Speaking of other things that suck, Prima Games is shutting down.
Ouch.
Oh.
What?
It sucks that they're going.
You had to hear the whole thing.
I left it ambiguous. I left it ambiguous. Prima Games is shutting its doors, according to reports from publishers Lunch and EGM. Gaming Strategy Guide imprint, of course, will cease operations by spring 2019. So, joking aside, Prima was always, at least back in the day, was always notorious for making just
terrible,
shittiest,
back in the day,
but official guides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what they kind of evolved into was recently, like, friend of the show, Dave Hodgson.
Yeah.
Who made outstanding guides.
Hokie was, like,
the
lord of the strategy guides in the internet world for
pretty
years.
Pretty much the best
like
gold standard of crazy, deep, huge games.
Yeah.
Things you just kind of wanted to own almost on their own, separate from the game.
Yep.
Which it still is a tough thing because, like, with a game, you know, any game these days, even something like Fallout or Skyrim, Dark Souls, like, those games are going to change in ways significant enough that you would want an evolving strategy guide. And so, like, I mean, this is kind of like something where the writing was on the wall, right? That this was coming. Like,
sure.
It's not going to last forever. They did, I think they do have a fairly robust kind of, like, video, like, website presence as well. But, like, you know, they had been so invested in print that I don't know how you kind of square that circle.
It's really a shame, though, because the whole thing about, like, you know, print guides is I feel like there's still a place for them if you treat them as, like, a really collectible, you know, like,
they become a different thing.
Awesome piece of the game that you love that you want to own, which still happens a lot in Japan, fortunately. We get a lot of really nicely made guides here.
Yep. Then it's happening, like, our friends over at the Germans over at
Future Press
do really great stuff in that, with that in mind. I think Last Guardian was a good example of a book that was like, okay, a straight strategy guide for this game doesn't make sense, but we're gonna do something else. Well, also, I mean, kind of in addition to a strategy guide,
but I feel like there's still a market here for someone who can figure out how to make, like, because, you know, there's also this problem where everybody thinks your book just has to be the biggest, heaviest, like, hardcover,
that is true,
you know, weapon, and, like, that's not what people
want. That arms
want.
Race,
like,
has gotten pretty crazy.
I just got, I'm not going to say what book it is, but I just got a book in the mail from that everybody's been talking about, and it's like, the content of the book is really cool, but the design of the book is, like, garbage. It's like a 70s textbook from, like, high school or something. It's like, nobody wants that. Like, you know, make your stuff sleek and compact and nicely designed like they do in Japan. And, like,
I
feel like there's a market for that.
Some people do want that, though. That's, isn't that just
the American
thing?
Well, there's no
accounting
for taste, but I mean, like, you know, come on. Like, that's not a nice guy.
I mean, I get it, because we're, you know, and we're getting older and we live in Japanese apartments, but, like, I think people like the, oh my god, the Zelda book weighs 600 pounds.
They want it to feel
600
pages.
You know
what? The Zelda ones are actually nice.
I mean,
like, Dark Horse did.
I chose a weird example there, but I mean, you know what I mean.
It just needs to feel as weighty as all the money they just threw away. Like,
there's,
you need to get something out of that.
There's that.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a book by its cover kind of syndrome. So, anyway, wow. So they
Good
opened
luck,
Prima Games in 1990. Yeah. And they had offices in New York City and Indianapolis, which is crazy to me. I'd been to their California one when we were doing game videos. We were actually talking with them about, like, hey, is there some way for this to for us to work together, et cetera.
Whatever happened to the other one, Brady? Are they still around or no? Probably not.
God,
maybe
I
they
hope
went.
Not.
Which one of these was responsible for the Final Fantasy IX one? Was that Prima or Brady?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Wait,
Refresh my memory.
The play, it, like, where every single thing, it was like, do you want to find how to do this thing in the game?
Oh,
go to
go
play
check
online.
Out the website. Wait, was that 9? I thought it was like...
It was 9.
It was 9.
It was 9.
Okay, yeah. It was like a play
like little tip boxes.
Tool.
Yeah, yeah. If you
oh,
want to know,
God,
if you actually want to find out...
So bad.
If you want to read the strategy guide for this game, go to play online. It was
that
one
was
of these
failed
guys.
Experiment
was
by
one
someone who
guys.
Thought they knew the information superhighway.
Right. They're like, oh, no, it's going to be very... Just very 2001. We're going to put the...
Just like boot up Opera and go there.
Yeah.
Netscape. Get your Netscape going.
Shout out to Che. You know what else, too, though? There was, back in the day, there was Versus Books. Remember those guys? Good
oh,
friends
yes.
of ours. Who we still work with some of those guys. And I feel like that's, you know.
Those were amazing.
It's a shame that they went
books.
Away because their books were amazing then and they would still be good now. Like, they're designed.
They're worth
even
a lot of money
then.
Now.
Really?
I don't know if you noticed.
No,
oh,
I didn't know that.
Go look up, like, Resident Evil 2 guide or Final Fantasy 7 guide.
I still have their Zelda books. Yeah.
Yeah. The Zelda ones are probably even worth a decent amount of money, but the big ones, Final Fantasy 7, that book sold a shit ton. And it's still worth a ton of money.
I bought exclusively Nintendo Power Guides whenever I
oh,
bought
really?
A guide.
They were pretty good.
They had some, actually, they did do some really good ones. Mm-hmm. But if Versus did one, they were pretty much guaranteed to be the gold standard. They even called theirs like perfect guides because they just totally stole the concept from the Japanese guides
exactly.
of... We're going to do every single thing possibly involved with this game and then some things that are on, like not even, you know, that happened while we were playing the game. I mean, they're just like, completely
totally.
Exhaustive.
And the Nintendo Power Guides were actually designed and printed in Japan. So, like, that's another reason why they were so good is you had that kind of that sort of element or essence or whatever of Japanese guides literally built into the guides themselves.
That Mario 3 Nintendo Power Guide, I think, was their pinnacle. Pour one out for your old Wii, Roy. Maybe time to disconnect it finally.
I got two Wiis.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's a problem.
So you see your doctor. you have not thinking about selling those at all? Or?
No, so I have like...
I had two
I have
Wiis.
Save files on them that are embarrassingly important. Like Monster Hunter Tri, Xenoblade. I gotta keep
those memories.
Yeah.
I made the horrible mistake of taking my amazing Wii library and transferring it to Wii U.
Oh,
can't put
the same
it back.
Oh, no.
So it's stuck on that piece of shit. And it's like, it's Ouch. Not... I'm sorry. I'm really. I shouldn't do that. I do that. My Wii U is still hooked up.
No, you're right to be angry. That's
no,
the
but I'm angry because
a ton of people made.
Because here, I'll tell you exactly why I'm angry.
I did the same thing. I'm also livid.
But like, the virtual console on Wii is better than the virtual console on Wii U. So a
which
lot
is
of,
crazy. Who could have guessed that?
No, but that's not even the first thing. The first thing is like, oh, did you actually also update all your games on the Wii Shop channel? Because otherwise, like, it makes you boot into Wii mode to play the stuff that you brought over.
Yeah,
from
it is an extra step.
What's no,
wrong
because
with
you
that?
Had to pay money to do that. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind booting into Wii mode. But what I mind is that, like, you know, well, yeah, okay, I did mind that because it's a pain in the butt. But that's a shame.
What's wrong with that? Just because it's an extra step and takes a little more time.
Well, then you also have to like get out your Wii remote and like, where's my sensor bar? And you also have to like, switch back to the Wii environment. And I did the same thing. And like, I just all those WiiWare games. Mm. Now they're just trapped. They're trapped on a.
It would have been nice if you could play them like on your because they finally made it where you can play them on the Wii U controller, but like you still need to hook up the
Wii remote.
The Wii remote, which is you know.
Oh shit! You do?
Yeah.
Because there's a sensor like built into the gamepad or something. So
yeah,
I could like play Xenoblade by just being like you know.
Yeah.
Propping up and like holding
that's
your hand
fucked up.
Away
how
from the...
that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
it was never. It wasn't executed
there's
nicely.
A whole lot of good
the
ideas
thing that really
you.
Obsesses me is I just want to put it back on my Wii. Like my Wii is
right.
there, and I would love to keep my Wii hooked up just to have like those like so many Wii games.
I'm surprised
really
they
good.
Ever
like,
let you move
the entire Rebirth series. You get to see that cute animation with the Pikmin though.
All right, well, buyer beware. Well, originally we were talking here. Netflix is going to be like it's no longer going to work on the Wii after January 30th, 2019, which. Netflix, I don't know if you guys remember, this is like an old news story. I wish I remember what percentage it was, but like a significant amount of people on Netflix were on the Wii. It was far and away the highest console.
I bet it's retirement homes. They got all those, they were like, they're done with their Wii bowling. They're like, let's see what's on Netflix.
Sure. That was mentioned in that news article and I cut it out because it felt insensitive.
I'm sorry to be insensitive, but
Roy, my family too, though.
To bowling,
I know the
to bowling fans.
No, I mean, I think a lot of people had a. I mean, obviously, Wii sold like fucking ridiculous, so it would make sense that it would be the most established one. But also, I don't know if the interface was nice and easy to use with the Wii mode.
Yeah, it's like a TV. You just point at it, you click on the channel.
Yeah.
My, there was like a really late Wii Revision that was super, super cheap.
Yeah, the Canadian only one.
Yeah, Canadian. My sister actually bought that.
Looks
for
like a
Netflix.
Big Mac box.
Yeah. Didn't you just see it? You sent me pictures of that from the retro
friend of the show. Ryan Payton has one in his home. I saw it. It's still in the box,
but it doesn't have 480p. Like you can't connect. The reason I didn't get one is because you can only hook up with S video cables or whatever was like the highest thing.
Are you serious?
Something like that.
It's not HDMI.
S video is 480p,
or it doesn't have online or something. There's something about it that's like a very major feature of Wii that's missing.
Right.
It might have been that. It might have been that you can't get online with it or something like that, right?
Maybe.
Like,
I mean, no. Well, then
the
options
on the back
Netflix,
were limited, but I
think that's true.
Yeah. Probably would have been. Maybe you had to be Wi-Fi.
I forget what it was, but it was something very limited. Because it's cool. It's cool design. I like how it looked.
It's a big
little
Mac
black
box.
And red. Little black and red.
Black and red. Big Mac.
I wonder if Netflix will come to Switch now. Finally,
is I think
not
so.
It's
no,
not on
YouTube
Switch,
is the first app to come out on Switch.
No, Hulu was first.
Wait, Hulu's on Switch?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Hulu
that's
still
the
exists.
One.
Yeah, man.
Sorry,
but I got all the Digimon.
YouTube is the first worthwhile app to come on Switch.
Oh, shots fired!
No, come
but
on.
But it took a while. Hey, Hulu's okay in Japan. You get all the HBO stuff.
That's true, but Amazon Prime has all that too.
Yeah,
so who needs Hulu?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh shit!
That's a good catch. That's a good slogan. Who needs Hulu?
Speaking of Red and Black, Speederman's next chapter coming out November 20th. Thank you for not bringing it out on or near November 9th, Sony. Let's see. Titled Turf Wars.
Yep.
Focus on Hammerhead Deer, Dermot. You talk about it. I'm going to cough.
Okay.
Why is everybody always fighting over turf? There's all these mobsters and gangsters.
Well, so this is a mode Turf Wars and like. GTA 3 Vice City or something?
Probably. I was too young for that game.
Did your parents not let you play?
Straight up. They didn't let me play rated M games until I was like 16.
They were smart to
they
not do that.
They were.
Yeah.
I'm well adjusted.
Yep.
It's true, he is.
Thank you. So yeah, this second DLC is titled Turf Wars. It's going to focus on Hammerhead, who is the New York gang leader. He's got a really big forehead. It's like enhanced with vibranium, which is what Captain America's shield is made of.
That's not the brain spelled B-R-A-I-N, is it?
No.
Okay.
No,
because that's almost like
unobtainium.
Sounds
like an obtainium. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought
all right,
we were making a callback.
No, I'm kidding. I know what I'm just...
So this is, it's the second episode, really, in this three-episode arc of DLC for Spider-Man.
Mm.
It looked pretty dark, like the trailer they put out. Looks like you might play as Yuri, who is the, not the voice actor, but...
The news reporter?
No, she's the cop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Looks like you might play as her, which would be a first. Spoilers for Spider-Man.
Oh, you're like an operator person.
Yes.
Telling you where to go and stuff. That's
cool. And you get three new suits. You get the Mark I Spider Armor, which is Peter's first.
Named after Gaming Jesus.
Yeah, that's actually right.
There you go.
And then you get the Mangaverse Spider-Man, which is one of the...
Nice.
Yeah, it's called the Spider-Clan suit. I never read those comics because, they're set in a different universe.
You wouldn't want to read
different
universe.
No, man, you invest in all these comics, man, you gotta read them.
Yeah.
All in one. And then you got the original Iron Spider suit, which was really cool, from the Civil War arc.
Okay.
Pretty pumped. Yep.
Did they ever put the what do you call it, the Venom suit, like before it was Venom, the alien suit or whatever?
Did you finish Spider-Man?
No, I'm asking you, did they put it, I don't know, is that a
spoiler?
Spoilers for Spider-Man!
Don't spoil, I guess it's in there. Speaking of Spider-Man, do we want to shout out Stan Lee? Did anybody here ever meet Stan Lee? Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either, actually.
To be honest, no. I mean, I liked Marvel Comics, and I grew up with them, like the X-Men and stuff like that, but I was never, like, a biggest, like, oh, this is all because of Stan Lee guy.
Well, it wasn't all because of Stan Lee, for sure.
Right.
I mean, like, he gets probably more credit than
right.
maybe he deserves, but he still is, like, a, you know.
Of course, yeah. I mean, and awesome, and, like, it's, you know, a lot of what we enjoy now is due to him, and absolutely, like, all credit and rest in peace, and from, you know, any accounts. You know,
just looking at
really
my Facebook,
cool.
It seems like everybody I know ever has met him,
well,
except for me.
Because that was a big thing that they would dangle out in media outlets was like, oh, and Stan Lee's going to be there. You can interview Stan Lee. Anytime they would do that. And I was never the guy that was like, oh my God, yes, I need to meet him. So
maybe Seabake or someone.
Seabake
like that,
pretty much always. I probably met him a million times and ended up not coincidentally working at Marvel.
Right.
Cool. Rest in peace.
How many suits are in the game, by the way? All told?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I think there's dozens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a ton in the base game, and then it's three per DLC.
Nice.
Wow. That must have been hard to design all those, because, I mean, I'm sure they're super particular about anything that's going to be considered like a Spider-Man suit. Like,
I need to get back to
that. I feel like they're kind of starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel now.
Right.
I mean, on Spider-Clan, you could
cut
that one out.
That's okay, though, because at least they're doing that because they've basically given, you know, pretty much everything else.
Well, the thing is, like, they're saving some suits for the inevitable sequel. And like, there are some omissions.
What about the Japanese TV series Spider-Man suit? Is that in there anywhere?
Not yet. No.
Oh my God, I that would.
People really want the Sam Raimi Spider-Man suit too.
Oh,
that just looks like really hard to move.
A video came up on my YouTube suggestions about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies are actually not as good as you remember them, and I'm like, what? Those were good movies. Those were like the first good superhero movies. Watched it. I'm like, those movies are garbage. How did I ever like that trash?
Yeah, like that was just like what came before was so bad.
Thing, if right? you go back and watch it, holy shit! I encourage people to find this video. Because this guy gives props to the parts where they are, but like, there's just straight up. I mean, this is like big budget, triple A Hollywood. Like, there's just straight up like extras like in the background, just like, what? Where am I supposed to be? What am I going on? There's like things that don't make any sense at all. There's tons of shit that's like, you know, that you wouldn't be out of place in like a other Sam Raimi movie, like Evil Dead or whatever. But it's like, holy shit, really? Did the special effects look like that too? Like. I don't know. Yeah. It's entertaining on that level, but like not just Spider-Man 3 either.
Oh no.
Not at all.
I caught a lot of heat when I said that I preferred the Amazing Spider-Man series to those movies.
So that I think everybody just has not even enough interest to even go and see. You know, it's like the Garfield ones.
That's just
or whatever,
like Facebook. I call that Facebook.
No, I'm saying Garfield
because
is the name of the actor,
right?
I'm not,
right.
Like,
Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm not like. Yeah. Who is like? Wait, why is that getting a laugh?
He was. And he was in the Facebook Garfield movie, and that's why I just think of
he was.
Facebook Spider-Man.
But you got Emma Stone, and that's the most important part.
Facebook Spider-Man. Emma Stone is great, but like, and also that was like rebooted so many times quickly. Yeah. Like,
they didn't need to do those movies, but they're good.
Really?
I don't want to be the unpopular thing, but I also think the last one, while like decent, was pretty
Homecoming.
Overrated.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Homecoming. So supposedly,
yeah, John. It's good, but it's not great.
Compared
to all the other Marvel movies, it's on the bottom ring. Come on.
Are you kidding?
Really? Yeah, no.
I think it's absolutely one of the top three.
A lot of people
better than Deadpool.
That's not even a Marvel movie, but yeah,
yeah. Nice callback. But to be fair to John, I don't put it down there with like Deadpool 2 and some of the other kind of snoozy ones, like the ones that I want
Iron Man 3,
which is like
Iron Man 3 is good.
Saw that.
Or 2? Which one's
okay,
the bad one?
So Dermot loves
good.
Everything.
I guess so.
No. Okay. So don't argue with him about it. Dermot loves everything. But in fairness to John, I didn't know this either, but watching that video about Spider-Man, apparently maybe a lot or most, like conventional wisdom is that Homecoming was not that great.
No, that's not true.
I watch the video and talk to the fucking like Spider-Man community.
Spider-Man.
I'm just
talking to Spider-Man.
I have no dog in this fight. I'm just putting it out there. Because I thought the same thing. I thought it was incredibly well received. I thought all the fans fucking loved it, et cetera, et cetera.
I liked it when I saw it the first time too. But then what happened is I watched a whole bunch of other Marvel movies, and then I like went right because we were watching everything before the Avengers to get ready for it, and like I went to watch that, and then I was like, I'm just going to turn this off halfway through. It's so
not
boring.
One I would watch again.
Yeah,
but
that was maybe
my
that was my mistake.
Was
I should have
really
just not
good.
Watched it again. I would have had a better opinion of it right now.
Did you? It's okay. So Dermot, let's just get a baseline here. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Middling.
Okay.
That was like
I was bored.
Seven
straight up. That
six,
was one of the only times in a Marvel movie I was like, what maybe I could be doing something else. like
the last 5 minutes are worth it.
Normally it's at least distracting enough for like shit to be going on.
First Ant-Man
like,
was good.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And yeah. The first Ant-Man was great.
First one is definitely better than the second.
My expectations were dirt fucking low because it was an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
Let's
sure.
not forget that. Like,
the second one felt like an echo of the first one.
It just really felt like no stakes really, and just like
all right, let's keep building the baseline. We'll give it something else.
Okay, give me your lowest, worst, actually bad.
You gotta admit
Marvel
some of them
movie.
Are garbage.
No, they
so.
Are. I think Thor 1 and 2.
Okay, see, I haven't seen
good.
Either of those.
No.
I haven't seen either
it
of those.
It was fine.
And
none of them are terrible.
Trash.
But.
And I'm sure that
I thought it was
Captain
given.
America
I thought it was just
movie,
like knowledge, common knowledge that Iron Man 3 is trash. Isn't not?
How many times have you watched it?
Zero, because I heard it was trash.
And the takes
exactly.
time, John. It's beauty unfolds unto
my
you.
God. That one's great because it focuses on Iron Man's PTSD. That's a really real movie.
They're running out of ideas, I guess.
Are you kidding?
All right. That concludes our Marvel.
Do this all day,
Marvel
man.
Minute. PlayerUnknown's Battleground coming to PS4 in December. This is cool.
Yeah.
They're not waiting long. I guess that exclusivity was like a year or something because they're like the day I think this came out in December last year on Xbox.
Some Naughty Dog shit in it or something?
Yeah, there's a Drake from Uncharted skin and a bag from
Ellie's
Last
bag,
of Us.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see how that comes out and the quality level that it comes out, given that the Xbox One took a while.
That leaked on Amazon. There was a listing for it, and people were speculating that it might have been like a Game Awards announcement. Planned to be.
So I
wonder if they like forced their hand to announce it.
That would be weird. No, because, well, unless they're like, oh, and it's available now.
Right. They
because
did,
Game Awards is on the 6th, and it's saying the 7th. Well, so
I'm guessing, yeah, that's kind of the idea. But I mean, if they did, though, they did rebound pretty quickly with the official announcement. So who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to do that, you'd do it now, right? You wouldn't be like, and it's available tomorrow.
I guess if it's a physical like, release.
Wait,
like,
what? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Right. So Game Awards. There's going to be, by the way, this year is going to make the other Game Awards look like, I mean, it's just going to be announcement. There's no PSX this year. And there was no...
Whoa, what happened to PSX?
There was no Paris Games Week. Yeah. They announced that they're not...
I just assumed it was happening.
Isn't the podcast
like
news, John? Yeah. Well, maybe it was one of the weeks that you weren't on.
I don't listen to the podcast.
No, we definitely covered it, though.
Yeah, so anything that would have happened at PSX, besides the obligatory like next Destiny thing, next as a service thing, all that shit's going to be there. There was no Paris Games Week, or it's been since Gamescom. So like anything basically between now, but between last E3 and next E3, where you could I'll say Gamescom. Between Gamescom, which didn't have a huge blockbuster like showcases or anything, but since then to next E3, it's basically this or bust, which is crazy, but I mean, it should be like four E3 showcases rolled into one.
That's exciting.
I think, didn't we get the Sekiro teaser at the last
year? Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
We also got that, like, drunk asshole or high guy, whatever he was, that guy who made an ass out of himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have.
Who's nominated
with
for best game moment. Direction, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Way Out. You're talking about a friend of the show.
Crazy
What's
guy.
His name? Joseph. Crazy man. Crazy guy from Avatar. Crazy blue guy. So I noticed a like even more emphasis, it seems like, this year on esports categories.
There's like seven.
I mean, half the audience more than doubled. They list on their website the audience every year. And the audience like tripled last year. And it was like, that's the year they went to China and started including esports categories. Mm-hmm. So like, but whatever, like more people watching it, more exposure, like do what you got to do.
I'm sure that leads to them getting more reveals and stuff too. So, you know, we kind of all win as long as it doesn't become overloaded with like, you know, esports. But
obviously, like a lot of the AAA, you know, what you'd expect, a lot of God of War nominations, a lot of Spider-Man nominations.
They didn't fix some of the weird categories. Like, I still don't understand why there's like a Game of the Year and Best Game Direction. Like, really, can you really explain the difference?
But I mean, I think they could explain it if they did explain it and said, like, oh, game direction is, you know, it's like best director versus best picture.
Yeah.
But you do have to kind of explain that.
But you really
got to
point out why the game had got, like, why direction specifically was called out in this game. And, like, you can't, it's not easy to do. It's not like a movie where you have a director who has a very specific role that's kind of acknowledged and understood by everybody.
Well, I think, but I think it's not, I think it's less that and more like cinematic. I think it's basically like most cinematic game, because just looking at the nominations, like A Way Out is in there. That's not in Game of the Year.
They should just call
Detroit
it
Become Human is in there. It's also in Best Narrative, by the way,
which is hilarious. I think you have to have some controversial picks in there to get people talking on the internet.
But this is voted on by people. This is voted on by game critics.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we're like shitting on that game, but I don't think any of us played that.
I played
everyone.
It.
Oh, did
I didn't play a lot. I played like 2 hours.
I'm not shitting on it either.
People I talk to, they say it's all right.
I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying, looking at that game, why it's nominated for Best Game Direction and not Game of the Year is because it's more, I'm guessing, cinematic.
He's an easy target because he says some pretty silly things in interviews and stuff. Yes. And, like, it's, you know, he kind of shows his hand a little too obviously, but...
Best Score in Music, Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom, Octopath Traveler is on there. Yeah.
Octopath Traveler and Celeste are the only ones that should be on there. The
I
rest
think
of it can just
Red,
go home.
Red Dead's on there, I think?
Yeah, it is.
Red Dead, I gotta be honest.
I was selectively mentioning some of them, Roy, but it's okay. If people don't understand why, then that's good. I'm glad.
what do you want to say, Roy?
Well, I was gonna say, Red Dead does music really well.
Yeah.
The way that they handle it based on what's happening and like it being kind of ambient, it's...
Best VR AR game, Astro Bot. Beat Saber, Firewall Zero Hour, Moss.
How are these worth mentioning?
Tetris Effect, Roy.
Beat
Please
Saber's
vote.
Right now.
I'm a little apathetic about the voting about stuff because if it becomes a popularity, like a public popularity contest, that's a very different award show than something that's voted on by the media. But they don't say how they're weighting things and stuff like that. I'm not complaining at all, but I also don't want to be like mentioning like, oh, we're gonna give away 10 free codes to everyone who votes for us.
The media said Astro Boy was the second coming of Mario 64 and is the greatest thing to ever.
I mean, they did.
That's before they played Tetris Effect, though.
And I have that game, and I'm actually really excited.
I'm really excited to play it. I'm just making fun of people turning it, blowing it up to be like bigger than it actually is. But I mean, it sounds like it's a really good game.
So. Right. Yeah. I think that whole thing got kind of blown out of proportion. I think people were saying it like justifies the medium the same way that Mario 64 justified like 3D.
Yeah,
I'll accept that compliment.
You haven't played it yet, John.
Tetris Effect.
No,
Dermot. When you get a little,
I've been
older,
around, Dermot.
When you get a little older, you'll start to understand.
I have wisdom.
You can know exactly if the game is good or bad without ever playing
something
it.
Something else.
When you get old and grizzled,
you say
like
cynicism,
us,
I say wisdom.
Yeah. So the cool categories: best student game, best debut indie game, that kind of stuff. Friend of the show and 8-4 joint Obradin is in there a few places. Congrats to friend of the show, Mr. Lucas Pope. I got to go soon, so I'm going to just go through the rest of those.
It's good. It's time and to wrap this up.
Last but not least, Dermot, I think this is, you should probably read this story because it's pertinent to your
interest.
Wait,
that's the last story?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this is the only one I didn't highlight, Mike, so I appreciate you giving this to me.
Yeah, no, that's totally by accident. I didn't realize that and try to teach you a lesson with that or anything either.
Man, okay, well,
just read the headline and then you can go. That's
so a Dragon Ball Z composer was elected to the Texas State Legislature.
That's
did you guys
so
hear about
this? Boom.
Does that surprise you?
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Dude, they elected a dead guy in Vegas.
What are the chances, though, you know?
You know.
When we say composer.
I would vote for, like, Uematsu if he ran for office.
Well, yeah, but
better than most of the
this guy didn't run as a Dragon Ball Z composer. Like, it wasn't his platform.
Vote Dragon Ball
in the background. He's complaining he's not focusing on the issues. I'm focusing on his composing.
Yeah, no, but this
Dragon
guy
Ball
Nathan
Z.
Johnson, he composed all 67 episodes of the Dragon Ball Z Uncut, which is what Funimation broadcast.
Wow. So this is just the U.S. version.
Yeah.
Wait, so they got their own soundtrack?
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty epic, man.
Yeah, there were a lot of licensed songs in there.
Did he do the intro song? Because that's an important part of...
I don't... Probably. I want to say yes.
So.
Hey, I'm going to give him credit right now.
Hey, shut up.
No, the American one.
I know.
Dragon.
Having some fun. Trying to have fun here.
There you go.
Dragon.
Yeah, rock the dragon!
There you go.
Dragon Ball Z! Yeah!
And then a sick
that's our ending. Hold it for the close. Hold it for the big close, Graham. Save it all up.
I forgot to talk about Detective
Pikachu. And on that note...
Talk about what?
Detective Pikachu.
Oh, shit.
No, let's talk right now.
All right, talk about Detective Pikachu.
Fuzzy
go.
Pikachu, what do you guys think?
Yay or nay?
A lot of people...
Nay.
No freaking way.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I like how you rhymed that.
I have a question. Has anybody been to a dinosaur exhibit since... The scientific community
feathers.
Decided that yes.
No.
Because I have, and it's disturbing.
Yes, I agree.
The dinosaurs are not frightening any longer. They look like big stuffed animals. And that's kind of the impression that I got from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Now, some of them
I'm
don't
okay
not by
it.
Accident, though, Roy. That might be not by accident. I think if they wanted him to be furry, he's a mouse, first of all, like based on a mouse.
Yes.
Right.
It was not intended for him to be furry. I think that Undertale has shown there's a large group of very active furries out there that they vote with their dollars. I get that. But even so, that said, the cartoon, they could have made him furry if they wanted him to be furry. He's not.
That's a whole lot of extra work for every still man.
Also, he's rubber so that he's insulated from being electric. He's like a rubber kind of rat thing. This is simple physics. We all learned this in high school. Pikachu... It's like a rubber rat, and that's why he can be electric.
It looks better than it should. Like, it looks...
I do not agree.
Better than it has any right to, but I don't
I think the movie does. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the movie specifically. Don't get me wrong. I think it's super cool. All the cameos. They did that very well.
The game is
great. Mr.
Mime
is in there already.
I've been the game for years. The game is awesome. It's based on the game. It is the same story as the game, as far as I can tell from the trailer.
I appreciate that Jigglypuff's arc is carrying over, where it lulls people to sleep, but then gets mad because they won't listen to it sing. Although, it had a similar fluffy, furry situation going to Pikachu, which I never imagined Jigglypuff being.
The alternative, somebody pointed out on Twitter, is it would just be like a naked mole rat.
I'm fine with that. That sounds great.
I mean, I just figured they would look like the Pikachus, the Pokemon would look like CG or whatever, and the people would look like people, you know?
All but the Pikachus. I don't know. Which one? Pikachu? All those Pikachus would look, you know, about not Pikachu. Furries. Okay. On that note, I really do have to leave. I'm sorry. But you guys, if you guys can wrap it up.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
leave we, it up oh, to we you. Got you her. Can keep talking about Detective Pikachu.
No, I think we're good.
So Ryan Reynolds, I mean, like,
he's just doing his own voice.
Danny DeVito would have been better.
I would have been so much better.
Would have been
Danny
much
DeVito.
Better.
I had to come back for this. So much
you got
better.
So far away.
So much better. Like, that too. But, I mean, I get it. That's going to put more butts in seats, like, absolutely.
But even in the game, it's like it's an old man in the game. Like, not an old man, but he's like a guy in his 40s or 50s, a grizzled detective.
Yeah, he knows the kid's dad.
Yeah.
But he sounds like he's younger than a dad.
It seems like it would lend itself to, like, an old grizzled thing. But you want, again, kids, butts in seats. Like, you got to... I wonder what the Japanese voice is. The Japanese trailer been released?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
Why should
it
be, like, the fucking old snake guy or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Actually,
Japanese.
Kiefer Sutherland might not be a bad.
That's not a bad choice. I think I could get behind that.
I saw somebody say Steve Bloom.
Who's that now?
The voice actor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Who does that person?
The Wolverine guy?
Is
he Wolverine?
I don't know if he was. He was Spike in Cowboy Bebop, though.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, that would work. Or Jet. Jet's voice from Cowboy Bebop would be very fitting. That's kind of the vibe I get from Detective Pikachu.
We just watch Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
This sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
John hasn't seen it yet. Everybody, like...
Oh, shame. Man.
John, I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, really? Lend it to me.
Everybody tweet at John, hashtag Cowboy
There's a lot of anime I haven't watched.
Weebop. I have the movie as well.
Yeah. Movie wasn't great.
It was a fun time, though.
Yeah.
Well.
Yep.
And that about wraps it up.
I guess it does. So until next time, you can find us at our homepage, 8-4.jp, our second home, giantbomb.com. You can always like us on Facebook, leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes. We have a thread on Resetera as well, and you can also reach out to us on Twitter at 84play. You can hit up Graham on his thriving Twitter account.
No, at Timely Howard.
John?
I'm at JohnTV.
We got Roy.
I'm at Kotawari.
And Dermot, myself, at Dermalil.
And Mark is at Mark MacD.
That's right.
I guess. When is Thanksgiving this year? I guess it's next
22nd,
week.
22nd,
I was going to say we'll be back Thanksgiving, but it's actually a little early this year, the way the calendar falls. It's not the last Thursday of the month, so we will be back the week after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Getting ready for that awards show, I guess.
Yeah, behave yourselves on Black Friday, people.
Yeah, please
I don't want to see any videos of people stampeding over, you know, children.
It's not worth it.
Stay home. Buy yourself an extra pie. Like, buy a pie for Thanksgiving and then buy an extra pie. So you have something to do the next day.
That's not...
That's a pro tip. Pro tip.
Sounds good.
All right. Who's going to take us out?
Didn't you have something already from a little while ago?
Probably do, but someone has to say
Mark was going
to
ask me about my shirt, and then he just never did, and then... Like,
okay,
I mean, there wasn't
a whole
big
What's up with your shirt, Roy?
What's up with your shirt?
It's a Death Stranding shirt that I got from
the baby
Tokyo Game Show. It doesn't have the baby. I actually don't even...
What the hell is the point?
Wait,
is that like the delivery service or some shit? Why is
I think so. I think there might be multiple delivery services. I don't even know.
Competing?
It's
like not a monopoly?
The game's not out. I just bought a shirt with a logo on it because I was like, that logo's cool. And my thought was, like, either the game's going to be good and I have a shirt that goes to a good game, or the game's going to be bad and, ironically, I have a funny shirt now.
The game's going to be good.
It's a win-win. Exactly. I think the game's... I think some people will think it's good. Some people think it's bad.
I saw Kojima tweeted about, like, renewing his dream to go to space the other day, and, like, someone quote tweeted and was like, finish the damn game. But no, let him have his dreams, guys.
Rough. I'm sure it'll be good. Those guys don't really make bad games. Sometimes they make strange games, but yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was bad.
I liked 4.
It was bad. You can like bad things.
I haven't played 4.
Bad.
Was bad.
It was bad based on your expectations of what a Metal Gear should be, but you can't say it's like a bad
It's a bad video game. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It did have long cutscenes, that's true.
Yeah. So it's not even a great movie, then. Great.
Anyway.
There was a lot devoted to the cooking of eggs.
There was. They got those egg physics. They were on point.
Could you, like, decide how long you cooked them?
Well, no, there was just a character who, like...
Sunny just made eggs, and you got to watch her.
Were they always one way? Like, sunny side up?
Yeah, maybe.
I think she had a little...
We're just talking about, like, the camera being zoomed in on the eggs that she's making.
Ah, okay.
They nailed it.
Well?
It's just us now. It's just the three.
Okay. Shall we just put on Cowboy Bebop?
Hell yeah, man.
Let's just end with tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah, we have to start with tank.
Though. Well, hell, I could.
We can end with Ask DNA.
Cats on Mars. That's a good song, too.
Mushroom Hunt.
Yeah.
Just an excellent soundtrack all around.
I have all of it. I bought all the CDs.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
You're hardcore.
They're really cheap at Book Off.
Makes sense.
I believe that.
Pro tip. A lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
Have you checked out Wolf's Rain?
Oh, Wolf's Rain's got a great soundtrack, too.
The same artist. Mm. That's why it's so great.
I haven't.
Don't bother watching the show. It's not great. Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, ending theme, very nice. Very sad.
Talking about Wolf's Rain again?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the whole soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
Hey, kid, would you like some drugs? The first one is free.
Want to check out my van? I got some candy.
Hey, kid, want to join our gang and spray paint under a bridge?
No, no! Bug off, man. I'm going roller skating! Addicted to roller skating, not crazy. old people that have never roller skated.
I'm Brad Armstrong, owner of Roller Kingdom in Reno, Nevada, keeping your kids off the streets since 1999.
I say no to drugs.
I say no to gangs.
I say no to unplanned pregnancy.
I say no to meth.
I say no to reefer.
I say yes to Roller King.
Man, this Roller Kingdom is really putting us out of business.
You said it, man. This deal sucks.
But you know what? Maybe we should give up this life of crime and start
roller skating!